Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Now, in talking with agents this morning, talking with players, and talking to Justin, they've all told me it will be voted down.
How about that?
So the report that things are going well between the CFL and the Players Association, CBA talk, that it's positive, it's not.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Thank you very much, Rick Regan. Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show, Canada's daytime sports talk show, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada, where it is hot, hot, hot. Awesome. Awesome summer days out here. Talking sports, Hal Johnson was with us from Body Break in Hour 1. And he was in a very good mood, far better than the last time I saw him in Saskatchewan when they were getting jobbed on The Amazing Race. Long story, go back and watch it if you have time. Coming up in Hour 2, Julie Stewart-Binks, New York City sportscaster, formerly of ESPN, Fox Sports, Fox Sports World, Barstool Sports, CTV Regina, and Shaq Johnson of the BC Lions. John Frenzy's with me and Darren DuPont. You guys still doing well?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's get ready, Jordan, and come back around on our quick six show topics, if we may. Number one, turnover Atlantic last night. Well, that's what Touchdown Atlantic became in our CFL Sim broadcast. We've gone over 70,000 viewers now on the CFL Sim. And last night, the Argos beat Saskatchewan 12-7, but that was not the story of the game. 16 turnovers in the game. We called it on this Facebook Live channel. We broadcast it. Three shy of a league record. It was just so darn much fun. In the other games, there was a triple header yesterday, Sim season, BC over Montreal, 27-9. The Lions have won four in a row. Forget about where we are. Hot, hot, hot is the BC Lions.
Are they ever?
4-3 now.
Yeah.
And Ottawa is still winless. They fell to the Edmonton Football Club 16-9. You thought I was going to say it, didn't you?
Where'd they play that game?
In Ottawa, John. At virtual TD Place. And in a game simulated this morning by our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz, the Calgary Stampeders beat the Hamilton Tiger Cats 25-15 at McMahon. Tiger Cats guys 1-5. And listen, although the fans in Ottawa and the teams too and Hamilton will be upset with the results, I don't have a real tough time believing that this could happen. You've long said the Hamilton thing is not realistic,
that's
but
the
Ottawa
only one.
Might not be.
The Ottawa one might not be, but that's the only one for me.
Hamilton 1-4.
That's just, I have a tough time with that one. That's the only one. But you know what? That's the CFL, because we looked last year at the BC Lions. Many predicted them to be one of the top three teams.
That's right.
Maybe top one or two in the West with the addition of Mike Riley, and they came out and just laid a stinker.
Finished in last.
So this is right on line with being believable, even though it's one of the things I don't agree with.
Hamilton finished 15-3 last year. They were brilliant.
A lot of then pressure on them.
You know, it happened in the Grey Cup game, of course.
They folded.
Yeah, they folded, for sure.
Point three, latest on the CFL season. I got to start writing down where I read this stuff, but it was a credible source saying, now the end of July is when we can expect a decision on the season. Which maybe you all don't necessarily care if you're just a CFL casual fan and you're getting along with your summer, but the players are getting upset, more upset. Adrian Tracy, Jordan Reeves, who all did I see this morning? All like, they're like, where's the decision?
Mm-hmm.
Point four, David Naylor went on a Twitter barrage this morning with what he's heard about the bubble city concept in Winnipeg. It was about how having to isolate for 14 days before they even show up in Winnipeg and then isolating for 7 days there. If you're caught outside the bubble, you'll be sent home. You're done. Sounds very high schoolish, doesn't it?
Sure,
a little bit.
Boy.
But easier than a fine.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to have any money anyways.
But it sounds ridiculous. When you start thinking about it, it doesn't make sense.
No.
It's not going to work, okay? Let's put it that way.
But see, I feel like telling you there's no Santa Claus, because when you jumped in my car this morning, you were all excited.
Well, I've changed my mind.
But you were excited going, they're going to play. They're going to Winnipeg.
Yeah. Yeah, but you start thinking it out, it's going to be just too difficult and silly.
Too difficult and silly.
It's going to be people watching the guys in the hall, the players on the fourth floor, the Rough Riders or the Bombers or the Eskimos. And a bunch of them are wandering around after a game. And they got a couple of guys that got to watch them to see what they do. And a couple of them skip out the back door, right across the street to a bar. Come on.
Yeah, but time out.
Huh?
Imagine how much fun that's going to be.
What?
No, the hotel rooms. If they're all in the same hotel room and they're all on different floors,
it'd
like
be
that.
Be amazing.
Imagine the pranks they're going to pull.
It'd be a reality TV
oh,
show.
Oh, my gosh. Get cameras down the hallways. I remember, you know, the guys that are going to knock on doors with big garbage cans full of water. Leaned up against the door, right?
The hotel would love it, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Then what about if your wife comes? The guy's wife comes. His roommate has to move out, eh?
There's no roommates. Everybody gets
their own.
The
wife's not getting into the bubble, John.
Well, okay, she can't get well. So she can't come and see her.
No, nope.
I can't see your wife for 15 weeks. Oh, come on, let's get real.
It's not 15 weeks, but it's long enough.
Yeah.
Point five. I split them. The Blue Jays open at Tampa Bay. It's game day. Everybody loves the shirt you're wearing. Your Prep Chuck shirt, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Very subtle Jays.
Subtle Jays
there.
Colors and a little West Coast love.
Yeah. So. The Blue Jays at Tampa, 6:40 Eastern, 4:40 Mountain, game one. And the Raptors play Houston tonight in a little tune-up for the NBA playoffs. So I'll be going back and forth with my remote control. It's going to be smoking tonight. And point six, what's happening in the NFL? Frenzy, trust me, we will get around to that. Because it is Football Friday. But we've got the CEBL tipping off tomorrow. Mike Tyson's coming out of retirement. Craig Button's picked the Vancouver Canucks to be the Stanley Cup playoff West Conference dark horse. Lots to unpack today. Those are the quick six show topics. But let's go out to New York City now, see if she's left her apartment. Julie Stewart Bings joins us. JSB. No, she hasn't. She is still in her Manhattan apartment. How you doing, Julie?
Hey, I am doing very well, Rod, and I'm in my apartment, but I actually moved during the quarantine, like right after I talked to you guys at, I guess it was the middle of March. It feels like either a day ago or 10,000 days ago. I don't even know anymore, but I moved just down the street. I thought, you know, I'm going to pack up during the worst time in the world to move, and I have literally been in this studio apartment, so it's just one room, for the last, whatever, 4 months, so... You know, it's not the kind of lifestyle that I prefer. I'm more of a go out to karaoke till 4 a.m., go on to restaurants, all that kind of stuff. But I've learned to adapt. And, of course, we're all doing this for the good cause. And this is, if anyone out there is wondering, this is my guy. This is our governor, Andrew Cuomo. I am a Cuomo-sexual. And I'm very glad that we have done a good job here in New York at flattening the curve, but we're not done yet, so just got to keep going.
Well, it was pretty crazy at the outset of this, you're right, but it seems to have calmed down. And Julia, look, when you talk about being in jail basically for 4 months, it just dawned on me the other day, I'm like, is this the new normal? Is this what it's going to be? And I'm like, no, it's not, because sports is kind of back. And I know that's what you want to talk about this morning with us, and we will talk about that, the MLS, Major League Baseball, all the rest. But what caught my attention was your Twitter the other day that you saw a guy peeing in the street in Times Square, or at least in Manhattan. Listen, here's what came to mind for me. I hope you don't mind me bringing this stuff up. You tweeted it.
I don't mind you bringing it up. It's just I have PTSD over it right now.
I'm sorry.
It's
well,
awful.
But the thing is, I was walking on West 37th Street with my wife. It was nighttime. It was in the shadow of Empire State Building. And this guy in a suit, not drunk, just whipped it out and started going right in the street. And I'm like, I was going to yell something. And my wife was like, no, just keep going. Just keep going. I'm like, but that guy is urinating right in the middle of the street. And she's like, just keep walking. I realized it's a New York thing. And you wonder why it has that smell. So I'm shocked that you were so shocked.
Well, who was the guy? Aren't you going to tell?
Some business guy.
That boy's a big name. He must be.
No, it wasn't. Go ahead, Julie.
The thing is, exactly like what your wife said, you just cannot encourage it. You just can't add any fuel to the fire. If you see it, they want you to see it and talk about it. And then you end up getting into some weird discussion with someone that doesn't really know everything that's going on at that moment. But I was actually on the phone with my mom just walking up like 6th Avenue or something, and then I just see, I was like, oh, there's a guy peeing. Like, first of all, that's normal, but then it was like, there's a guy peeing and walking. I'm like, okay, that's, I don't want to be near that. And then he was peeing and running, and me and these two other, he was looking at us and like chasing us, and so me and these other two women were like, we almost started laughing because we were just like in hysterics, like, we got to get away from this guy that's chasing us and peeing. And to the point that, like, we literally just ran in front of traffic and dodged it. Like, I don't care if I get hit by this car right now. I'm not having this guy pee on me at this moment. So when I tweeted about it, everyone's like, oh, well, welcome to New York. I'm like, no, listen, that's not a welcome to New York moment. I've lived in this city now for coming up on 3 years. And yes, I've seen my share of weird stuff going on. But a guy peeing and chasing you while he's peeing is a lot. that's not necessarily everyday stuff. But, you've been inside the whole time. You realize, you forget what New York's like outside. Like, it's still so disgusting here. And I think it's almost, you're more sensitive to it now, because you're like, we're all worried about germs. We're worried about people wearing masks, all this kind of stuff. And so then you see New York is so disgusting. And then there's also a pandemic. You're like, wait, why am I living here again? And it's also super expensive. So these are just a few of my favorite things about living in the Big Apple.
Well, listen, I often ask my wife if we could go anywhere when the pandemic's over, where do you want to go? And she says New York. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? I like sun. I like space. I like, being able to swing my arms. I don't get it.
Yeah,
but
no.
Moving on, John O'Flynn's watching in Vancouver, and we will talk sports, people, I promise. But he says that is quite, he's watching in Vancouver. He says that's quite the impressive liquor cabinet over your shoulder there. Do you want to talk about drinks with Binks and some of the things that you're doing now in this wonderful world of broadcasting?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, I realize it is a little bit over here. I've got everything, really. I even have a glass that says drinks with Binks on it.
Sweet.
I got my own glass, a little drinks with Binks, because that's what we do. And things have been going well with it. To be honest, most of my guests, because I always have the guest pick whatever drink they want, they've been going on the non-alcoholic side. And so that's great, because you can have a great time with Spindrift, with any kind of seltzer. And today's show, I have former MLB pitcher CJ Nikowski on, and we just had a cold brew, and it was great, because then you can actually form sentences. I still have a difficult time while I'm sober doing that anyway, but at least it lends me to be in a good position. So we've had a great time with it. Kind of like your show right now, where I can just click a link and come on from New York City across the continent, in a sense. I've been able to have way better guests on. Just the ease of it is, it works well in quarantine, rather than having to get someone to come in studio, getting them a car service, all that kind of stuff. So it's been good. I'm actually going to Canada tomorrow. I'm going to Toronto for probably about a month. I'm going to quarantine for 2 weeks in downtown Toronto and then see my family. But I can do all my shows from there. So then it makes you think, well, then why are you spending $5,000 for like one room in New York City when you can then now, for us, like, my show is remote, so can kind of do it from wherever. And I got to say, though, Roddy, like, it's wild to see the three of you guys in person together in a studio, because like, I haven't seen my coworkers in 4 or 5 months, which has been amazing. But I mean, it's the fact that you guys can just be right there is a testament also to how well Canada has handled this.
Right, and we're not stacked literally on top of each other like New Yorkers are. I mean, you were here long enough that you know what it's like. By the way, my mind was racing when you said you were talking to your mom and you're going to see her. I knew that she had a cool name. It's Georgie, right?
Yeah, Georgie Binks. Kind of like Jar Jar Binks. But
no, yeah. That's what we call you, Jar Jar. Or some people do, anyways. That's
the
cool
Star
nickname.
Wars character ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. And I really like Boba Fett. But yeah, I know we were going to talk some sports, believe it or not, with you, because that's what we're supposed to do. And my mind flashed to you being at Super Bowl last year in South Beach and how awesome it looked in Miami. This year it's in Tampa. Do you think we're going to have one?
It's going to be tough right now. I mean, I interviewed NFL insider Adam Schefter from ESPN, and he was of the guys that, like, you know, this is going to be very difficult for this season to start on time. I think we understand that, especially with all signs pointing to a second wave and with a number of states not taking this as seriously. So then it just lingers on, right? I've used this analogy before, but like, you're not going to have a beach body if you just keep eating bad food. You have to do the hard thing to get the good thing to come back. And so a Super Bowl in Tampa, the good thing is for the NFL is they're just literally pushing the day back. So whether the Super Bowl happens in February or March or April or May, like, they definitely have time on their side. And just the fact that the schedule is that way. And who knows at that point, like, do we have access to a vaccine? Do we have any of these different things? But the hardest part, and when I did talk to Adam, and I also had Mina Kimes on from ESPN as well, is that there isn't necessarily a contingency plan for the NFL. So like we've seen with the NHL, with NBA, with MLS, having the bubble and not necessarily playing in their home stadiums, and MLB is doing that, so the NFL is looking toward that, is that they don't have a plan B. So as we've seen, if a training camp gets shut down because of a lockdown somewhere, all the training camps have to be shut down. And you guys would like this, but Mina, who, if for those of you who don't know, she is recently named NFL analyst on NFL Live on ESPN. Brilliant, awesome follow. She's like, we should have the NFL in Canada. Like, we should move everything to all the CFL stadiums. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, don't bring your garbage up there. Like, they've been doing things well. You know, we can't just be allowing everyone to just come up there. But I thought that was fascinating. People are thinking, hey, we've got some stadiums. We've got, you know, very limited coronavirus up there. Why don't we bring the NFL? As long as it's not Winnipeg, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, supposedly the CFL's going there. We got a lot of viewers' questions have come in. I'm going to allow one from Gregory Lee. He says, Julie, you were great on Fox Sports West with the Ducks. Do you still keep in touch with John Allers and Kent French?
Oh, yeah. Johnny and Frenchie. I talked to those guys a lot. They included me in a lot of their Zoom calls over the break. I still, you know, I miss definitely being a part of the game and being there for everything. It kind of sucks to be a sideline reporter right now, but I think that the role will become increasingly more important because you do need, someone who's able to be on the ground if the broadcasters can't be there and whatnot. But I loved my time with the Ducks organization. I've had many different jobs. It's like my career has just been this like continuous comeback tour that just like never really fulfills itself. And being with the Ducks, we had that TV crew. We had the most fun. No one took themselves too seriously. We razzed each other all the time. We just went to every city and got super drunk, and it was the best job I've ever had. So I miss those guys a lot. And also the Ducks were great too. And I've mentioned this before, but like Ryan Getzlaf was always super respectful and super kind to me. And even when I was kind of dealing with some personal stuff in my career, he was like, hey, you know, we all think that like you are the utmost professional, and we think that like we're so happy to have you here. And I remember being like, that's a good Regina boy right there, you know, like he knows how to treat people well. So
he absolutely does, and it is a great organization. Julie, before we let you go, yeah, where can people watch your stuff and obviously follow you?
Yeah, my show Drinks with Binks is free. It's on FuboSportsNetwork.com. You can literally just type that into your computer right now. It's probably playing literally all the time. And Fubo TV, if you don't know, it's a cable streaming service. So you can get like all your channels on this thing, and it's also available there. But then I always put the clips out on my Instagram, on Twitter, JSB_TV and JulieSB_.
Awesome stuff. Well, enjoy your visit home. Stay safe, Julian. I appreciate you finding some time for us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to being in a different jail cell in Toronto for 2 weeks before then being able to see my family. What a world.
All right. Thanks, Julie. JSB joining us from Manhattan today. On the way, Shaq Johnson of the BC Lions. Sports update coming up. We'll check the poll results, and that is, do you favor the name Seattle Kraken 24 hours after the announcement? Lots to continue with. We'll be right back. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of BC Lions wide receiver Shaq Johnson. Just want to get to a sports update, and we begin with NASCAR.
Vroom, vroom.
Denny Hamlin hung around the front of the pack all night, avoiding trouble that cost several playoff contenders in the final stage. Then breezed past Kevin Harvick for the lead in the closing laps of the Superstar Batteries 400. Hamlin then held off charging Brad Keselowski for his NASCAR Cup Series leading fifth victory of the season and 42nd overall. He also won the second straight time at Kansas Speedway. I see Robert Kazakoff is watching and checking in from Estevan, home of the Estevan Speedway. He says, TRIF, thank Rod, it's Friday.
I like it.
See what he did there?
Got a ring to it.
The NHL has unveiled details for hub cities and in-game presentation as it approaches its restart next month in Edmonton and Toronto. In a video released by the league, the NHL reveals its plan for health and safety, along with information about television broadcasts and player amenities during a period in which no fans will be allowed in the arenas. NHL personnel in the bubbles are to be separated from the general public during the pandemic under an agreement reached with the federal government. Each bubble has 14 restaurants for players and staff, and there is a concierge service for players to get delivery. BMO Field in Toronto, normally the home of Toronto FC and the Argos, is part of the bubble, serving as an outdoor recreational facility. Video game company EA Sports will provide crowd noise, and the NHL plans to use individual teams' goal horns and chants to add to the atmosphere. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon, where, Darren, it's Friday. You know what that means.
Fish Friday.
Best fish and chips you've ever had. Go try it. If it's not, tell me, and I'll eat my shorts. Fish Friday at Wendell Clark's. See at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars for the entire month of July, order for just $20 their variety pack. All seven different flavors. You get one each. Free shipping. G2G bars. .ca. Ben says 3 to 4 of those bars and you're officially addicted. Your ride's not here yet, eh, Frenzy?
Not yet. No.
Okay, let's jump in now with Shaq Johnson of the BC Lions. And one of the greatest things about this program is getting to know these guys. I've never met Shaq before. We got a lot of things to get to with him. Your music career and all that kind of stuff, Shaq. Yeah, look, you're smiling already. But look, we've had Lamar Durant on. We've had Rick Campbell on. We've had all your guys on. This was pre-pandemic. It was so much optimism with the BC Lions, right, going into this year. And who knows whether you're going to play or not. That's the part for me that sucks the most as a Lions follower. The hype was real going into 2020.
Yeah, because obviously the season that we just had and everything like that, we was trying to come back and we was really focused in trying to figure out everything, even like the way we came in at free agency, the guys we picked up and stuff like that. So I feel like there was a lot of hype coming behind us, but we wasn't really listening to that because we had a lot of hype when we had Mike Riley first come in, you know what I mean? So we was just really just focused on just really just sticking to what we need to do and just focusing on ourselves this year and just like really just coming in from just really focus from within. Also, we can really just like lay it on everybody else.
Well, our producer, Clark, pointed out to us. What is that? Is that your dog? That the top three receiver, Canadian receivers, the last 3 years. Who'd you say they were, Clark? Lamar Durant, Brad Sinopoli, and Shaq Johnson. So now you guys got two of the top three in BC. So you talk about outside hype just within yourselves. This is a good football team you got. And at some point, you're going to be playing again. What do you think this team is capable of?
Honestly, just the way we have a lot of competitors and the great talent we have in our room, man, like, we can definitely get to the ship, you know what I mean, get to that game. You know, we have the opportunity. We have guys that have already been there, guys that have won it, you know what I mean? So we have the veteran camaraderie within the organization, and we have the guys upstairs that have already won it with Rick Campbell and Ed Harvey as well. So it's just us just putting everything together and just going out there and really doing what we need to do. So it just kind of sucks that we're going through this pandemic right now, and we just got to almost put it on hold. But I know for sure when we back on the field, we got a lot that we've been talking about that we want to prove to the rest of the league.
Hall of Fame Rough Rider broadcaster John Lynch is with me. We call him the Don Cherry of football. Go ahead, Frenzy. What do you got for Shaq Johnson?
Shaq, what's the situation with the fans out there? When I was broadcasting on the road there 30 years ago, before the printing press, the fans were great out there. 40,000, 45,000, 50. If they got a crowd of 35,000, they got upset about it. But now, man, your crowds are 17, 18, 15,000. Yet they keep telling us the fans are great out there and are going to turn around and come to the park again. Is that true, or what's going to take to do that?
I feel like it's true. I feel like we just got to just handle our business on the field, because obviously it doesn't help having the season that we had last year, you know what I mean, and kind of let the fans down from that point as well. So we also got to handle our part. Also, those fans want to come in and actually want to sit in our seats. But I never witnessed those days. You know, I've been told about those days, too, from G. Roy and guys like that, how much they had it, like, really packed and everything like that. So I'm pretty sure that it's going to come back to that. It's just everything takes a little time. It always comes back in the full circle. So it's just waiting on our time to start really having the whole building packed again.
I agree. 55,000 for regular season games. I was there for it. G. Roy was playing, and then I was calling the games after John. And I agree with you. Those days can return. There's no doubt. The pandemic now, I think we're at about 137 days. How have you filled your time, Shaq?
Honestly, man, just been trying to just get the little workouts I could get in. When I got myself back out here to BC, when I was back home, I had to, like, take a break off for a bit when I was out in Ontario because they shut down everything. So when I was back home, I was just, like, just really just taking time with my family, just chilling with a lot of the little kids and little nephews and nieces I ain't meet yet and stuff like that, because I was in the summer being in season and being across the country. So I was just taking advantage of those times and then just trying to just eat right, you know what I mean? Just kind of just fill my time with video games, stuff like that, you know what I mean? So the most I was really getting out of it is like playing Madden, you know? So that's the most I was really like getting my brain and keeping my brain within football. But when I got out here to BC, they kind of opened up and allowing guys to come in through the facility one at a time at the time when I first got back. But now we have small groups and everything like that. So it's been good just trying to just fill it in with just working out and just doing music now and stuff like that. Just writing more and just trying to just hone in on those other talents that I've been having, but never really was confident per se to hone in on.
Well, good for you. You've used the time positively, obviously.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Frenzy's got one more question for you and then he's got to go, but I got one for you. Even when I was calling the games in the league, I saw London Juniors. under your history, and that's the Beefeaters, right? Yourself, yeah. Andrew Harris, and some pretty big name guys like Zach Evans, Dan Clark, all came from the CJFL. How did you get to the CFL from junior football? What's your football story? How did that happen for you?
You guys want to know from Miguel or just know from...
Well, just how does just a guy go from junior football to the Canadian Football League? What's the best way to do it?
Honestly, the best way to do it, for me, I was coming out of Western, so I was like, I had a conversation with Marsh. I remember having a conversation. I wasn't really in the headspace to really finish school and actually be playing football over there. So I was just like, I talked to him. I told him that what my situation was, and he told me that I could play in the CJFL, and I really wasn't really too big on it. So he told me I'd just have to go in the CJFL and be just do exceptional, basically just kill the league, basically, and just do very well. So once he told me that, I was just like, all right, man, I'm just going to have that on my mindset just to really go in there and just handle and just know what I have on my plate, you know what I mean, what I have planned out for myself. So I knew what I had focus on. I knew the stats that I wanted to put up and stuff like that, set them before the season started, and everything just came out and started going well for me. You know what I mean? They were getting me the ball and stuff like that. So I was just able to put my talents on display for the CFL scouts to notice me.
What's good for you. Like, it worked. Okay, Frenzy, what do you got?
What's it like playing with a quarterback like Mike Riley?
Oh, man, that's incredible. It's different, man. It's like... Cause him and I had Lule for about a year or two, but it's just a little bit different, you know what I mean? It's just like they both bring the professional side of it, obviously, knowing just what to expect from you and stuff like that, and obviously vice versa. So, it's just really having a second coach out there, man. Like it's a little bit having Lule out there as well, but having Riley, like, he brings that real just different type of competitiveness, man. Like it's actually crazy. Like it's just the pleasure is in my own mind. Like you can see I'm lost of words, like really trying to explain it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm kind of almost sometimes starstruck being around Mike at the same time, just being real. Cause I respect people's game like that. You know what I mean? People of that magnitude, you know, like him, Lule, stuff like that, quarterbacks like that. So just being around that is just, it's honestly just my pleasure. Like, to be honest, and this, I just try to do anything I can just to make sure his job is easy.
Well, you do a great job of that.
Thanks, my friend.
Friends, are you taking off?
Yeah, I am. I'm going
okay.
To former All-Star executive.
All right. Hang on, Shaq. Hey. I got another question for you, but you want to go full screen, guys? Just hang with us, Shaq. Go ahead, Frenzy. This is it. The legendary Lynch walk-off. Here we go. John's got his ride coming. All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
All right. See you, John.
So back to Shaq Johnson. Thank you for that, Shaq. So there is this generation of burgeoning hip-hop artists, I guess, in the Canadian Football League, and a lot of them are my friends. Daron Carter, Naaman Roosevelt. I've gotten to know Don Jackson, and I didn't know that you're into this too. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's, I feel like it really just stems from, like, in my genes, like, from my dad. My dad is, like, a reggae DJ. Like, well, he's a DJ, period, but he really, growing up, he was more on the reggae side of things, but now he does obviously the hip hop too. But I feel like it just comes from him, just hearing him, like, growing up, just always like freestyling while we was in the car, while he'd be taking us to camp and stuff like that, you know what I mean, in the summer. So I always had like a second love for music, to be honest. I've always wanted to do it, but I understood my path and the way I was trying to go, so I didn't know how to make the two work at the time. So I feel like this, like I said to a lot of people, I feel like this pandemic was a blessing but a curse, because it allowed people to really just focus in on things that they really need, you know what I mean, really need for themselves, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool just to be able to just step on that and just speak on that. Like, not speak on it, sorry, just to be able to step into that field now, you know what I mean? And really just hone in and just start really just bringing out that second love, that second passion that I do have for music.
Well, again, that's... You, the positive aspect of the time that you have now to do that. Something just dawned on me. Could you imagine a all-star collection? Do they do CDs anymore? Don Jackson, Shaq Johnson, Daron Carter, Naaman Roosevelt, all a best of in one collection? Can you imagine that? Would be the greatest marketing thing for the CFL. Have you guys talked about that? Could you do it?
Man, that would be dope, man. That would be dope if we could get something like that, man. Because honestly, any collab is great. You know what I'm saying? I got to play with DC last year, stuff like that. You know, so I liked his music and everything. So if he ever wanted to do a collab, we can get something popping for sure.
Well, DC's got the one. I think it's called Training Camp. What's the name of some of your songs, Shaq?
I got only three out right now. I got one called Why. I got one called Beach Vibes, and I got another one called Foreign Tags. I have about six or seven, to be honest, made, but there's only three out right now. But I plan on going and getting more and just getting back in the studio and getting some of those stuff done. But honestly, like, what really got me also into it is like my boy, like, Jordan Boswell. Like, he go by Be Well the Prophet. And he's back home. He be doing his thing right now. He just dropped a tape as well called Seven. So y'all should go out there and listen to that too, because that's really nice. But he was a big inspiration for me, to be honest, because we played football growing up and stuff like that. And he took that route, and he's in the music right now. So, like, I really respect him and the things that he's doing from that aspect.
Well, I think it's a hell of a story. And Shaq, congratulations on what you've accomplished so far. I'm sure you feel you got a long ways to go, but I appreciate the time here today and hope to see you out on the CFL field soon.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
All right, Shaq, stay safe. Shaq Johnson joining us. Never did ask where he was from, if he's in Vancouver or if he's in Southern Ontario or Western Ontario. But Darren, before we break, spitballing here.
Yep.
You're a child of the 80s. I'm a child of the... Sorry, you're a child of the 90s, really. I'm really, a child of the 80s. But just think about it as a young CFL fan. Because I know you can't make a CD anymore because my vehicle from Capital GMC doesn't even have a CD player in it.
Right.
So I don't know. Do they release albums anymore? But back in the day, stick with me. You see where my mind's going.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a CD of hip-hop with... those guys' faces.
Oh, yeah.
Damon Roosevelt, Daron Carter, Shaq Johnson, Don Jackson, and whoever else is into it, I don't know, because I do listen to the music, but I don't buy albums.
No.
How would you do this? Maybe you have them perform at Grey Cup.
Yeah, you'd buy it like it'd be like a big shiny tune. It's like one of those collaborative albums, right, with all the different artists on it. It could be sold in CFL merchandise stores and online and everywhere else.
So great.
It'd be great. Now, people do release albums, but it's becoming less and less of a thing. They do it, the nostalgia of releasing an album. They do it on Spotify, release an album. But it's just releasing 17 songs at once. It's becoming more about releasing tracks here and there. You don't have to release albums. But it would be great to find a way to do it.
Kelly Bale writes in. He says, great minds think alike. I'm on the phone with a producer about the CFL All-Star Rap Album. It's an opportunity for these guys to make money. And by the way, I don't even think they got to donate any to charity.
No.
They can do it for themselves. They're doing the work.
Yep.
I'd buy it. I would absolutely buy it. Kids would buy it.
For sure.
Support these guys. Support the league. I think it'd be fantastic. And dang, I love interviewing guys like that. I'd never met them before.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you want to cheer for them.
Doesn't it?
We'll pause and be back. Lots to get to today. Some actual football talk when we return. Darren's having fun blowing up social media. We'll talk about that. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live. Be sure to subscribe to Apple Podcasts. We're into the top 10 football podcasts now, right?
Yeah, leave us a review.
Okay.
If you go to Apple Podcasts, give us a rating, and leave us a review. That would go a long way. Let us know what you think.
We'll be right back. It's the RP Show on Facebook Live.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. No further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. I am two-phoning it here right now. Double-fisting it. Darren's having fun with the Rider Prider fan page, which, again, have graciously allowed us to, look at him over there, to post the show in there, our Facebook live feed. You put the photo in there of me wearing a Bomber shirt, which isn't new, but everybody's head's popping off in
there. Oh, yeah.
And I got to... Listen, they said the comments are very funny from people, what they've been writing about me wearing a Bomber shirt, but fans of other CFL teams get very upset when I wear Rider gear, and this very clearly is a CFL show.
Sure.
And I don't want to upset people from across the country, so that's hence I'm wearing the new brand, the new logo.
Right.
The reason I have two phones in my hand, one, the daily poll question for Capital Ford and... Universal Collision Center. Do you like the name Seattle Kraken? 75% of you on Twitter saying yes. What's the Facebook results, guys? 75% on Twitter say yes, they like the Seattle Kraken. And on Facebook, 71% say yes. And I can tell you that, yes, it will grow on me. No doubt. But I didn't know what a Kraken is. Excuse me. Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-8777 from Jer. He says, Mr. Rod Peterson, Kraken? Gary Bettman needs to put a stop to this. Also, the NHL Seattle team logo, team colors, a blatant ripoff of MLB Seattle Mariners stylized S. Thanks for the Rod Peterson Show. Thoroughly enjoyed. Signed, Gair. Some comments from the View crew. John O'Flynn in Vancouver says, Squad, what show number is this? It is show number 283 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you enjoying over there on social media?
Well, I'm enjoying being a Bomber, the love from Winnipeg. Garrick Jones, our friend in Houston who played with the Bombers. And now,
the commish!
You know, he wants to be the GM of the Houston Texans. He's really integrating himself into the NFL now. He loves seeing you in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers jersey. And it was great hooking up with him in Houston when we went down there in December.
The commish!
But he loves it. The folks at Team Issued, the hockey guys are loving it too. So it's kind of fun. We're poking a little fun this morning and having a good time on social media. And, of course, we got a little Blue Jays love on our social media, too. Just,
oh, good.
You know, with our video this morning and stuff on our story. So
on our Instagram story.
Yeah.
Well, Lynch just came in and gashed Winnipeg again, so we got to make things up. You realize that I can do my thing, start with a fresh slate. Lynch, it's not happening.
No chance.
No that chance. Burned. That bridge is long burnt. They're not rebuilding that one. Lynch in Winnipeg. And by the way, both sides are okay with it.
Oh, yeah. Lean into it.
Where are you, by the way? We have 3 minutes left in this break. Where are you on this CFL thing? Dang, it's confusing. Like I said, it's hard for the smart people to figure out. I don't know how the dumb people are managing.
Well, according to Dave Naylor, we already need 3 weeks of quarantine time. 2 weeks before you come down, 7 days here. You have to pass a couple of tests. And then you need a little buffer window, because if you don't pass a test, then you have to re-quarantine. Not that you need to reset the 3 weeks, but you probably need 1 or 2 weeks of organizational time, because as soon as you say the season's going, it's not quarantine starts that day. It might be some players need to get back to wherever they need to get to, and that might take a couple of days. Some might take more, some might take less, and then you got to travel them all in, and that's going to take some time. So you probably, if you're, you know, trying to be aggressive, you need, though, a week. So now you're at 4 weeks that you need before training camp opens. So from the moment they say they're going to play, you need 4 weeks, and that's before training camp opens. And even if you only go a week of training camp, you need 5 weeks before a season starts. No preseason. Time's running out. Time's running out. And it just tells me that, well, I don't think that a lot of people really want to play, even if they say they do.
It's going to be virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Nick Lewis is watching, by the way, number 82. He says, nice hair, Darren.
Thanks, Nick. I'm trying to grow it out a little bit.
Well, you've succeeded. You're trying?
It's interesting. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
You should be in contention for Rockstar of the Day today, because you've really come with the hot takes.
Thanks.
I sit here, I'm more quantity over quality today. You're more quality over quantity. You come with the takes, i.e. the CEBL tournament opening tomorrow with a doubleheader on the CBC. The Saskatchewan Rattlers open Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Mountain, 1:30 Eastern against the Niagara River Lions. I've downloaded the CBC Jam app. I will be watching the game tomorrow. You said they're playing because they want to play. You feel, and you didn't necessarily say that. I read between the lines of what you were saying.
That's what I said, but yeah.
But by virtue of you saying that, you're saying the CFL is not playing because they don't want to play.
100% right. I believe that to be the case. I know it does come down to dollars and cents. At the end of the day, even Major League Baseball proved that they wanted to play, and they were going through a massive fight. And it didn't look like they really cared about playing. They cared more about the money and the business side of it. NHL really, and we knew this from the beginning, talking to hockey people, they said right from the beginning, they're handing out the Stanley Cup this year. They want to hand out the Stanley Cup and uphold the traditions of the trophy and all of the 100-plus year history. So that's important. And the CEBL, just their second season, easy for them to fold. You know, it very easy. They wanted to play. They found a way. So we're right in that time now to find out, hey, if the CFL doesn't play, it's not because the dollars and cents don't line up. It's at the end of the day, it's because they don't want to. That's really how I feel.
I can't remember who I was talking to, because I've been talking to a lot of people, who specifically it was when I said, we must be getting close to a final decision because a lot of people are getting really upset. Do you know what I mean? Now, you're not seeing it, of course, on SportsCenter or, of course, Naylor and Farhan in their reports, but it's you know, people on the phone, they don't want to play, Rod. The owners don't want to play. They realize it's going to cost them more to not play or to play than not play, so they don't want to play. And they're not getting federal money. And then in this phone, oh, we're getting federal money. We're playing. It's good. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I feel like it would be a relief if they just pulled the pin. Similar to what Nick Sakevich, the NLL commissioner, said yesterday. We examined it, we put a pin on the wall, and said, we're not playing, it's over. Let's concentrate on next year. Why has the CFL not done that? Why have they not done that? And I will also say, is it not embarrassing for the Canadian Football League to ask for federal government hat in hand on bended knee?
Yeah.
That was embarrassing for a pro league.
And they've done that. You know, so I think, why? You'd only do that if you actually wanted to play, right? If you're going to go through that and you say it's a little bit embarrassing, you know, you kind of get on your knee and beg for a little bit of support, I think you'd only do that to get back on the field, but maybe not. I just don't know. Not. I just don't have a read on it.
Hang on. We'll be right back. I'm gonna tweet the poll here in the break. Overtime is next. It's the RP Show Facebook Live, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I am just tweeting the poll. And then we will... Here we go. For the rock star of the day. Thursday's winner was Dom Picard. Your options today, John Frenzy, Hal Johnson from Body Break. He'd be my personal winner today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But the other's great. It's another photo finish. Julie Stewart Binks of Fubo TV, which Darren has informed me we're on as well.
Yep.
And Shaq Johnson. This isn't viewer takeover, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it. It was an hour ago that we were doing that on Game Plus. John Kirby in Edmonton says, what is your thoughts on fake crowd noise? They're going to be using EA crowd noise in the Arena Bowl set up for the NHL. Well, it's not just the NHL, of course. I was watching the Blue Jays at Red Sox this weekend. It doesn't bother me to not have any crowd noise at all. But again, I know that I am a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to sports, I don't go with the flow. I've always been the fish swimming upstream. So if people feel they need crowd noise, that's cool. But I couldn't really figure out how they were doing it. For instance, one of the Red Sox hits a grounder down to short. Bo Bichette's going to stab it, and it's the crowd goes nuts. I'm like, how'd they do that? And the infamous Paul around here said it's no different than the soundboard back here, or more specifically at a hockey game, when there's a goal right away. Boom, they hit a button. The horn. Not like it used to be.
Yeah.
So they got a home run. Line drive. Hit all these sound effects. And I didn't know that. I know that there's TV people watching going, Rod, you dummy, we've been doing it for years. I don't know. That's not my thing.
Didn't you watch Major League? He had the ball glove and the sticks. Right? He had it right up there. Back, 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 back. Oh, he caught it right at the wall as he throws the ball in the glove, right? He was running sound effects.
Here come, here the Indians take to the field. Way to go, John.
See?
Dion Langevin writes in, hello, guys. I saw a report on Facebook that the Jays home games will be in Buffalo. Is that true? Indeed. Confirmed by the six apps that I follow with all the notifications I got here back in hour one that indeed the Blue Jays will be playing their games in Buffalo, which I'm happy in this role as a daytime coffee get together that I don't have to do the investigative reporting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out of touch with what the luxury levels of pro sports are right now, i.e. Ross Atkins saying they wanted to have a big league park to play their home games in. That's why they were talking to Pittsburgh and Baltimore And now they settled on Buffalo. Now, you know me. You've known me long enough to know, Darren, I don't need fancy frills. I don't. But a lot of these players do.
Yeah.
It's if I'm not getting a six-star meal at supper time, there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
If they don't have fluffy robes and turndown service and mints on the pillow for their hotels, I don't know why you got to be in the Cadillac of stadiums. But that's the... That's the lifestyle to which they've become accustomed.
Yeah.
And they're not really interested in downgrading it.
They're not. And then you see what the NBA players are getting, right? And all of the luxury in the different resorts, the three different resorts in Orlando.
For the NBA.
They get their own, Disney chefs. They get all of these different things, all the different entertainment. It's absolutely wild. What they get, and now the other leagues need to step up. You need to have the amenities for the players to keep them happy and enjoying it. You don't want them unhappy and complaining about being there.
Some very interesting breaking news here from our director of scouting, Craig Smith. He says the Bears add Henry Burris and John Timu to their coaching staff. As in the Chicago Bears, Smitty?
I'm looking at this from
the TSN, intern program.
The TSN app right now. TSN's Henry Burris joining the Chicago Bears for a coaching internship during training camp as part of the Bill Walsh Diversity Coaching Fellowship.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Because I just went to the Bears website and there's nothing there. So this came from TSN. Congrats, Hank. He's Bears alum, of course. Smitty says CFL Alumni Association reported that, and that's our good friend Leo Esrins is the executive director of the CFL Alumni Association. Well, that is great news for Smiling Hank.
Very cool.
Man. So it's like, does he want to be a coach now?
A good opportunity to get involved in the game, make some connections. Even as a broadcaster, a great way to make connections. And if he does ever want to get into coaching, I mean, was it like 01, 02? When was he around? He was with the Bears for a short.
Oh, three.
So he spent some time there, so there's a little bit of familiarity with the organization, but it's just great for Hank. That's awesome.
Smitty, thanks for the tip. Now, this is 10 days
that guy's having.
All right, Hall of Fame, Chicago Bears intern program. He's obviously the kind of guy that will be a success at whatever he wants to do.
Wow.
Works hard, he's smart, and he's a good person. That's the trifecta.
We can't take credit for the Hall of Fame, but that's the RP bump. The Bears.
That's right. The Bears are who we thought they were. Way to go, Hank. Okay, great Monday lineup here. We've got Canadian Football Hall of Famer Gene Mikowski, also of the Sask Party government cabinet member, I believe Casino Gino is. John Hodge from 3downnation.com, and I've been particularly enjoying John Hodge's commentary on 3Down as it relates to the Winnipeg bubble and the Hub City. 3Down Nation should be your preferred source for CFL news throughout the weekend. Bubba O'Neill from CH Television in Hamilton. Bubba O'Neill has some strong thoughts on the CFL's return to play. And just one last thing. Craig Smith, our director of scouting, says Henry would be a great coach, communicates well. I think he's your next commissioner of the Canadian Football League. That's what I think he is. And I'm not saying that Randy Ambrosi is necessarily doing anything wrong, but I do want to sign off on the week on saying this, Darren. Yesterday, I don't know if it was the portion that you were on with me or not, I think it was, that I dared defend Randy Ambrosi. And I just got turtled. I got pummeled by the viewers. And what that tells me is that Randy Ambrosi has a PR problem right now, and it's not even his fault. Whoever's in charge of his image and his brand has let him down.
Yeah.
And the CFL obviously hurtling towards a PR nightmare of their own. And I'll say it again. How many commissioners since I got into the league in 1999? Jeff Giles, Michael Lisko, Tom Wright, Mark Cohan, Jeffrey Orge, Randy Ambrosi. That's six. In 20 years, and you think this commissioner's the problem? Come on. He's just a pinata that the owners hang out there. We're done. Thanks, Dupes.
Thank you.
Thanks to the entire IKS crew. Today's guests, John Frenzy, Hal Johnson, JSB, Shaq Johnson. Keep fit and stay safe. Have fun. whatever it is. And we'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook Live and Game Plus TV.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.